here she is again receiving the message that she's going to bear the Son of God with all due humility. Here she is, the icon of the birth, the nativity, having given birth to the God. Here she is enthroned with the new God, again, still looking downwards, of course. And they are rather beautiful images, I mean, I really quite like them. Here she is again, the child. Here she ascends pure to heaven. Note actually that she's in a vulvic shape, which actually creeps into a lot of Christian iconography. Where was I? Fortunately, it was not possible to deny totally the feminine. The Catholic Christianity did make this aspect conscious with the deification of Mary. Here she is crowned in heaven, but Protestantism still struggles with the goddess and still separates sexuality and the sacred. This is an Indian image. It's quite different to the Christian, Kali, the unpleasant element, if you like. But Aphrodite is on the move again. And woman rises like a phoenix from the ashes of the patriarchal Judaic Christian pyre of her banishment. And for the first time in almost 2,000 years, sexuality and the sacred is conceivable as an experience. And no longer need one say of Aphrodite that she was born only on the crest of a wave, but we can say that she was conceived in the womb of the sea from the ejaculating semen of a castrated god. The end.